Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
When the winds are strong and nights feel long, we lift our eyes to where you are our peace, our steady song, the quiet strength within our hearts. Your word stands firm, your love remains a sure foundation.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Wherever you're listening from, I pray peace, clarity, and strength rest upon you. Let's begin today's devotional with a powerful and timely topic. For a time is this. Our Bible text is from Esther chapter 4 verse 14, which says, "Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Years ago, during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, a young doctor named Dr. Ameo Adedivo made a courageous decision that saved an entire nation. When an infected patient arrived in Lagos and tried to leave the hospital against medical advice, she refused. Despite pressure, fear, and personal risk, she stood her ground. That singular act of courage helped prevent what could have been a nationwide disaster in Nigeria. Sadly, she paid the ultimate price, but her decision saved millions of lives. Now think about that for a moment. One person, one moment, one decision, and lives saved. Beloved, there are moments in life when God positions you, not randomly, not accidentally, but strategically. Esther was an orphan who became queen. It looked like luck. It looked like coincidence. But when the crisis came, it became clear it was divine placement. Mordecai's words echo through time. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Let me ask you this morning, why are you where you are right now? Why do you have the influence, the connections, the opportunities you have? Could it be that God has placed you there for something bigger than you? Sometimes we wait for a perfect time, but God works through appointed times. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 reminds us that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Today, I want to inform you that you are not behind schedule. You are not misplaced. You are not forgotten. You are positioned. Esther had to make a choice. She said in Esther 4 verse 16, "If I perish, I perish." That was courage. That was purpose. That was surrender. Sometimes stepping into your purpose requires boldness. Are you shrinking back when you should be stepping forward? Are you silent when God is asking you to speak? Listen, this is your encouragement today. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, "Be strong and of good courage, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You are not alone. God is with you in this moment." As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not miss your moment of destiny. You will recognize divine opportunities when they appear. Fear will not silence your purpose. You will arise with boldness and fulfill what God has placed inside you. In this season, you will not shrink. You will shine. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, where has God positioned me right now? What opportunity have I been ignoring or postponing? What step of faith is God asking me to take today? Actions for the day. Today, take one bold step. It might be speaking up, starting something, making a decision, helping someone, saying yes to God. Don't overthink it. Just respond in obedience. Remember, destiny often hides in small, courageous steps. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this aloud with me with faith. I am divinely positioned for purpose. I will not miss my moment. I walk in boldness, wisdom, and favor. God is using me for impact in my generation. This is my time, and I rise to fulfill destiny. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener today. I pray that their eyes will be opened to recognize their divine positioning. Give them courage like Esther, strength to act, and wisdom to discern their moment. Lord, let fear be broken and purpose awakened. Guide their steps today and let everything they do align with your will. Bless their day, establish their plans, and let them walk in victory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out and win your day, because this is your time.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by step.